Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, Randy. I have a new claimant on the line, Nabernik Davis.
Hi.
Hi. I could help her from here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Davis. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Good. Again, my name is Randy Reese, and I am on a recorded line, and I understand you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's get right to that. Thank you for that. And let me just confirm a couple things, because sometimes on these transfer calls, the audio quality gets bad. So if I do lose you, I want to confirm it's 470-576-6367. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to text you my number here in a second, but that won't slow us down. And then I have, is it Nabriniqe Davis?
Yes.
And help me out one time. How do you say your first name correctly?
Nabernik.
Nabernik. Okay. I am Randy. Nice to meet you, young lady. Okay. So hold on one second. One more little thing here, and then we'll get going. And it won't take real long, but I do appreciate your patience.
No
okay.
Problem.
Okay. Good. And we'll make sure we get good information for you. Okay. There. I did send over my contact information. That number that I sent you is my desk phone. So again, if we do become disconnected, I'll be calling you. And that's the number that'll show on your screen. It's area code 949. Okay.
Okay,
Ms. Davis. Now, continuing on, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm for this matter? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, Ms. Davis?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm so sorry to hear that. And what was your the date that you were diagnosed?
That was on July 21st, 2019. Sorry.
July 21st of 2000. That's okay. So I have 7/21 of 2019. And I wrote that down because that date will come up on this conversation again. Now, Ms.
Okay.
Davis, what is your birthday? What dates? What's your date of birth?
It is 8/21/88.
Mine's the 16th. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, Leo.
We are both Leos. Yes, ma'am. That is correct. That's probably why we're getting along. Now, having said that, I did send you over my phone number. And again, that phone number would be for contact if you need to follow up with me after the fact. But also, I wanted to tell you, I would never ask you for anybody's phone number, but please feel free to pass on my number to anybody that may have questions about this Depo Provera. I have no problem with you giving my number out, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, continuing on, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as you know, that was the brand name. It was not the generic, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Now,
Pfizer.
I'm so sorry. Well, now Pfizer says you shouldn't use it for more than two, but they didn't tell you that. No, they didn't tell you back then. I know that for a fact. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. Now, within any one of those years, those 5 years that you took it, can you please confirm that you had at least four injections in a year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, did you use Depo Provera between the dates of January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
And when do you think you started using it, Ms. Davis?
Around April 2014.
April of 2014. And would that be in like the beginning of the month? What do you think? If you had to pick a date, and it could be your best approximate.
You could do like maybe the end of April.
Okay. So like the 28th?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. And then when do you think you stopped? And that usually is shortly before your diagnosis date. But you tell me, when do you think you stopped using the Depo?
It's in April 2014. Maybe like towards beginning, I'll say.
Okay, so towards the beginning of 2019, are you thinking like, do you remember if like Valentine's Day happened? Anything that could jog your
It was
memory?
after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It was actually after Valentine's Day.
So do you think maybe the beginning of March would have been the last depot shot you got?
No, it was still in June. Maybe like, I'll say maybe like the couple of days after Valentine's Day.
Okay, so the 16th then of February. Okay, that's fine. Of 2019, correct?
Yes.
So that's about 5 years of usage. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Again, they are warning you now, but they didn't then.
No
Please
problem.
confirm your gender for me, ma'am.
I'm a female.
And could you please spell your first name for me?
Sure. It's MABRINIQUE.
And then your last name, please.
DAVIS.
Thank you. And I have for your email address NORASAINZ06@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then your phone number, 470-576-6367. Is this a mobile phone?
It is, yes.
And do you prefer to receive messages via phone, text, or email?
Text is fine.
And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Anytime, if you text me, you can get any after 10 a.m.
Okay. And then what is your address?
4579 Tudor, TUDOR, Castle Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 30035.
And guess what? I got all that. And that's in DEKALB. How do you say that correctly?
Decatur?
Oh no, DeKalb County, the county.
DeKalb County. Oh, sorry, DeKalb.
No, I just don't know how to say it right. That's all. I didn't want to butcher it
It's
too bad.
DeKalb County.
Okay.
You're fine.
Is there any apartment there?
No, it's a house.
Okay. And then who was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Andrea Johnson.
Hold on. Hold on. Andrea Johnson, because I'm going to Google here. It'll probably give me a lot more information. And I'll ask you if I find her. If not, I'll tell you. Dr. Andrea Johnson, Family Medicine. No, not in Berkeley. What city, what state would that been in?
In
In Georgia?
Atlanta.
In
Atlanta,
Atlanta.
Georgia.
Oh, okay, Atlanta. I've been to the Koch Museum there. There she is.
Oh,
I found her. Okay, that's a lot for me. I'm in California. That's a long ways. Okay.
really? Oh, nice.
Okay, there we go. And she's got excellent reviews, by the way. Good for you.
Well, yeah.
Now, do you see her? Where do you see her at? Do you see her at her office on Commerce, or do you go to where did you see her at?
I've seen her at the hospital.
Okay, and which hospital?
It's Emory.
Emory. And that's in Atlanta as well.
Emory, yes. Emory St. Joseph's Hospital. Yeah.
Yep, found it. Thank you. And that's at 1364 Clifton Road in Atlanta.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Let me just do some copying and pasting because that's going to come up a couple times. Okay, hold on. Thank you for your patience too. You got to love Google because in the old days we would have just had to type all this in. So believe it or not,
Know.
it would have taken longer. Okay. And there we go. Okay. And prior to the meningioma that you got that Dr. Johnson and all that, did you have any cancer diagnosis prior to that?
No.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. Now, as far as treatment goes, was Dr. Andrea still your treater doctor? Did she treat you as well?
Yes, I mean, she gave me the shot. She
Okay.
administered the shot.
Okay. Did she also diagnose you with the meningioma?
No, it wasn't
Okay.
her.
Let me copy. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Do you remember?
Dr. Raymond Walkup.
Hold on, hold on.
And the walk is WALKUP.
Okay. Spell that for me one more time. Doctor.
So, Raymond, RAYMOND. Last name is WALKUP.
Gotcha. Thank you. And that was at Emory, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then did Dr. Raymond also give you any treatments that you received?
Yes.
Okay.
To administer the messages.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to get to that. Thank you. You actually answered the next question, so let me just copy and paste that. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm again so sorry you had to go through this, but you sound good.
Thank you.
No, you do. I take a lot of these calls. You do sound good. Now, Dr. Andrea, when you went to get the depot shot, was that Dr. Andrea that prescribed that to you? Dr. Andrea Johnson?
Yes.
And was that also at Emory Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for that. Again, more copying and pasting, but we're good. And as far as any prescription involved, you didn't go pick them up. They would have been, at least for the depot, that was already there at the facility, correct? You didn't have to, like, go to Walgreens or anything and get it, correct?
No.
So that would have been at the University Hospital's pharmacy.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Let me copy and paste that again. And I'm just going to add the word pharmacy to that. And this will also be in your medical records, so no worries on that. But you are very, very thorough, young lady. So thank you. Let me see if there's just, let me check real quick if there's a separate phone number for the pharmacy. There is. Okay, good. We found it. Okay. Now, as far as medical records go, do you like have my chart or anything? Really what I need you to do is confirm to me that the records do exist. And one of the forms that I'm going to ask you to sign is a form where the attorneys will try to get your records. But in the event that they can't get your records, you would be able to assist, pull those records and send them over either electronically or by mail. But basically the question is can you, okay, thank you. But you do want to confirm to me that the records exist. And they would if you know those. Okay, thank you. Now, let me see something else. How are you doing now?
I'm better.
Okay, doing better. Do you have any stress over maybe anything coming back or anything?
I'm doing good, actually.
Okay, I'm glad to hear it. Good spirits. Okay, let me just see something else here. Okay, now for getting your medical records, we will need your Social Security number, so would you please provide that for me?
Sure, you need my whole social, or do you need my last four?
I need the whole thing.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
252-992-3889.
Thank you. And these are recorded calls, as I mentioned, so I will confirm that via the recorded call. I don't like to yell it out, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay, good. And let's just make sure we got everything here, because one more question. We do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're not able to get a hold of you for an extended period of time. So if you could please give me the name, first name, emergency phone number, and who that person is, friend, family, or foe.
Sure, let me grab your number. You ready?
Yes.
678-265-0266.
And who's the first name?
Benjamin.
And is Ben friend, family, or foe?
He's a friend.
I don't need to get real personal. We just need to know who he is so we can say, hey, Ben, we're trying to get a hold of Ms. Davis, okay? And is Ben a good enough friend? Would he have access to your email in the event that you were unavailable to get to it? Would Ben be able to get into your email? Because I could just put his email, your email address.
I don't have that. Sorry.
Okay. I'll just put yours.
Okay.
And just make sure Ben can access your email if you get, like, stuck in the hospital or something. But nothing's going to happen to you, young lady. Okay. And that was actually the last question. Let me just check something out. Make sure we have everything. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
I have.
It's super easy. Even if you haven't, I guarantee you would know how to do it. So let me just make sure this is right. It's spinning on my end, so that's good. And give it a second, and it'll come to you. Sorry, I got to log in. It's almost the end of the day there for you guys in hot Atlanta.
It is.
I really liked it there on my visit. I did.
You liked it? What part of California are you from?
Southern California. Do you know where Irvine is?
I do. Yes, very nice.
Yep, that's well. I don't live here. It's too expensive, but I work here. I live in Corona, if you know where that is.
Well, really, I do know Corona, yeah. I used to travel out there. Is it Rancho Cucamonga? Is it Rancho?
Yep. Rancho's right up the street. No, right up the street. About 20 minutes up the freeway. So if you haven't been here for a while, man, there are so many houses and stuff between here and there. It's crazy.
Yeah, they're building up a lot of houses.
Yes. Now, at this point, you should have received a document, or at least a link, via text message from me.
Hold on a second. There you go.
Click on that. It's pretty self-explanatory. My name is Randall Reese. I know I keep saying Randy, but it is Randall Reese. You'll also see that on my email. And it says Randall Reese has sent you a document. And then the rest of it's pretty self-explanatory. Just follow the prompts and I'll be quiet. How's that?
Okay.
And I'm right here if you need anything. Okay, young lady.
All right, thank you.
And I'm just getting you some more information to send to you. There you go. Good job. Okay, bear with me. Now, do you have any questions at this point?
No.
Okay. I'm sending you one more phone number here. Let me see where you're at with this. Did you get a message that said completed?
Oh, not yet. I'm still...
I'm sorry. I got a chime. I thought it said that... I got a bell, let's just say.
No, that was my ring from my phone, from my door.
Okay. No worries. You got me. All right. I did get... That one's correct. I got another chime, but this one, it actually says completed.
Okay, perfect.
So what I was going to tell you is a couple things in closing. I sent you another text message. This is Pulaski. It's 84. This is your attorney. You are represented by an attorney in this case. they'll reach out and give you an introductory call, generally, usually within 24 hours or so. It is a 909 number. They'll leave you a voice message if they don't get a hold of you. You're welcome to ask them any, you know, questions about time frames and settlement amounts and things like that, which I'm actually not allowed to answer, but you could also go to Google and check it out yourself as well. Now, you don't have any more questions, correct?
Oh, no, you've been so nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And you know what? My fingers are crossed for you here. So congratulations on taking advantage of this. And again, feel free to pass on my name and number to anybody else that might want to talk about this, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
You have a blessed day, and thank you again, okay? Ms. Davis, bye-bye.